Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Tough night for the West Delaware Hawks, traveling up to Waverly, taking on the Gohawks on the girls' side, falling 44-33 in a game that was back and forth early with three ties and two lead changes. It lasted 1 hour and 8 minutes. Brooke Krogman led the way with 16 points, 9 for Nora Payton, 4 apiece for Josie McMahon and Susie Funky. Ninth-ranked Waverly Shellrock was led by Caitlin Egana with 15 points, 12 for Brenna Bodensteiner. The Hawks fell to 5-10 on the season, 1-3 in non-conference play. They'll return home to Seedorf Gymnasium for the final regular season home contest on Friday night as they'll welcome in Mount Vernon. On the boys' side, the 10th-ranked Gohawks prevailed 57-36, leading by as much as 24 in the contest, a game that the Hawks never tied or never led in. It lasted just 58 minutes. WSR led 12-5 after the first period and outscored the Hawks 14-4 in that second quarter, taking command of the game, leading 26-9 at halftime. Maddox Lott led the way with 13 points, 8 for Griffin Lott, 5 for John Beswick, 3 apiece for Tyrus Werner and Bryce Smith, 2 for Deion Wilson. The Hawks' non-conference mark fell to 2-3, 8-6 overall. They'll travel to Mount Vernon on Friday night. In other girls' play, the WAMAC Conference last night, Independence fell to Marion 81-41 at home. It was Solon beating Mount Vernon 56-50 in Mount Vernon. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, North Lynn all over Edco 77-32 at home. In the River Valley Conference, Monticello got past Bellevue on the road 48-36. Anamosa was handled on the road in Maquoketa, losing to the Cardinals 81-36. And the Western Dubuque girls losing at home in Epworth to Cedar Rapids Prairie 47-29. On the boys' side of the WAMAC Conference, Solon topped Mount Vernon 78-58. In the TRC, it was East Buchanan winning at home over Starbott 68-41. North Lynn all over Edco 107-25. And Central City got past Springville at home 92-64. In the RVC, Anamosa fell to Maquoketa 88-68. It was Cascade in nail-biting fashion getting by Northeast at home 73-67. The Monticello Panthers fell at Bellevue 55-46. Beckman was 20 points better than Comanche on the road 62-42. And in the MVC, Western Dubuque losing on the road at Cedar Rapids Prairie 66-60. As we first told you yesterday, the Iowa men's basketball game against Northwestern that was scheduled for tonight in Iowa City will not be played due to COVID-19 health and safety protocols within the Northwestern men's basketball program. The two schools will work with the Big Ten on rescheduling options. All distributed tickets for the contest will be valid for the new date and time if the game is able to be rescheduled. The Hawkeyes at 12-6 overall, 4-3 in the Big Ten, returns action on Saturday afternoon at Ohio State. Tip-off is slated for 1:01 p.m. inside the Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. It'll be a noon pregame here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. Tonight was slated to be the annual Chris Street Remembrance Game, as tomorrow will be the 30th anniversary of the tragic death of Chris Street in that car accident on January 19, 1993 in Iowa City. The Chris Street special one-hour documentary that was scheduled to debut on the Big Ten Network following the Hawkeyes basketball game tonight will now be shown immediately following the Ohio State-Nebraska men's game at approximately 8 o'clock. Following the documentary, the network will re-air the classic Iowa-Michigan game, the first game back at Carver-Hawkeye Arena for the Hawkeye men since the death of Chris Street that took place on January 31, 1993. Iowa women's basketball All-American Caitlin Clark has earned the Big Ten Player of the Week honors from the conference. This marks Clark's 15th weekly award, which is fourth most in conference history. She has garnered weekly honors three times this season, which is a conference best. Clark led the Hawks to a pair of wins over Northwestern and Penn State. Against the Wildcats, Clark became the second all-time leading scorer in school history. The junior registered 20 points, a season-high 14 assists, 9 rebounds. It was her 32nd double-double of her career. Clark and the nationally ranked Hawkeyes will take on Michigan State tonight inside the Breslin Center at East Lansing, Michigan. A tip-off time of 6:01 Iowa time. The game will be televised on BTN+. Latest rankings out from the world of college wrestling. The top five remain the same. Penn State is number one. The Hawkeyes still number two. Michigan at three. Iowa State does slide down to four after being tied for third last week. North Carolina State is still at number five. Number seven, Ohio State. Nebraska at number 11. Number 13 is Minnesota. Northwestern at 14. The UNI Panthers at number 15. Number 16 is Wisconsin. Michigan State at 20. Indiana in a tie for 21st place. Rutgers 24th. And coming in at 25th, Illinois. To the national scorecard, top 25 men's college basketball, number 12 Iowa State beating number 7 Texas as the Cyclones upset the Longhorns 78-67. Elsewhere, number 1 Houston over Tulane 80-60. Number 13 Kansas State, the upset of their in-state rival Jayhawks of Kansas, number 2 83-82. Alabama, number 4 over Vanderbilt 78-66. It was number 9 Tennessee past Mississippi State 70-59, number 19 Clemson upset by Wake Forest 87-77, and number 21 Baylor tops Texas Tech 81-74. In the NBA, these winners, the LA Clippers, Milwaukee, San Antonio, and Denver. In the NHL, these teams victorious, Edmonton, Chicago in overtime, Nashville, Toronto in OT, Philadelphia, Montreal, Minnesota, and Detroit in a shootout. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.